This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I got to be honest, Charlie Kirk was not in my sphere of influence, and that's because of the algorithms and who you follow in this. And I have so many things across my desk, from autism, which we'll talk about later, to weight loss drugs, which we've talked about before, and everything in between. Eric Nisbet joins us now, professor of policy analysis and communications at Northwestern University, to talk about political violence in the United States and rhetoric. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Tell me about Charlie Kirk, first of all. Who was he for people that are that, like me, that were not very familiar with him?
Charlie Kirk was a widely popular online influencer and political personality. He's really of this new generation of young conservative influencers that have really made inroads among young people. That have a very meaningful presence online, who does public tours around college campuses, and has really been at the forefront of conservative outreach to younger people.
Did he ever engage in any kind of dangerous rhetoric or violent rhetoric or anything like that? Ever is a strong word, because, you know, that's proving a negative.
Right,
but as far as
right.
you know.
As far as I know, so Charlie, I mean, he obviously had very hyper-partisan rhetoric. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after the assassination attempts, for example, like many, both people on the left and the right, after Trump's assassination attempts, he also promoted on his accounts unverified information or speculation about an inside job, or it being some type of, you know, government setup, et cetera. But was he, an extremist in that regard? No.
And along those lines, before people start rushing to judgment about them or this or that, we know nothing about the motive of the person that killed him, correct?
Yes, we don't know if it was politically motivated or not. Though it seems likely, considering his profile, and it was at a rally on a college campus, but right now we know nothing about the shooter whatsoever. The manhunt is continuing.
When it comes to the person that tried to, the shooter that tried to assassinate President Trump, did he ever really have a political agenda, or was he just a nut job?
Well, there was actually two assassination attempts.
That's true. Actually, I forgot about that.
Trump,
yeah.
As you recall, yeah. Right? The first attempt, the motives are unclear. There might have been, in both cases, likely a level of mental health issues. They haven't really identified a clear motive. The first shooter's politics were unclear, somewhat heterodox in terms of both leaning left and right in different ways. The second shooter seemed more clear that they definitely were motivated by more partisan orientations, at least I say attempted shooter that they caught before he could actually do serious harm. So, but, you know, in both cases, we can see that politics was definitely a part of the motivation.
Every time somebody goes through something, they think it's the first time. But really, does what's going on now even compare to the turbulence that happened in the 60s?
Well, what's going on now, you know, the 60s was very turbulent, and there was several assassinations, of course, Martin Luther King and Kennedy, but Kennedy's, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, what's a little different now is the motivations behind the violence. So, you know, political violence has a long history in the United States. There was brawls in Congress in the 19th century and duels. But what we have now is that violence is based upon more Republican, Democrat identities, liberal or conservative. It's not extremists on the right, extremists on the left, eco-terrorists or KKK white supremacists. It's basically been driven by our partisan identities. And that's worrisome, where we start solving our differences not at the ballot box, but through violence.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. And I want to talk about the role of social media in all of this. Eric Nisbet is our guest, professor of policy analysis and communication at Northwestern University. We're talking about the murder of Charlie Kirk yesterday, the governor of Utah calling it a political assassination. 7:50, 10 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Eric Nisbet, our friend, professor of policy analysis and communication at Northwestern University. Already on X, I'm seeing conspiracy theory after conspiracy theory after conspiracy theory. Before we get into that, in terms of rhetoric, is social media a big part of this, and algorithms and constantly the what do you call it, dread scrolling, whatever they call it, where you keep doom scrolling. Thank you, Coleman, where you keep feeding into the echo chamber.
Yeah, social media is definitely a part of the equation, but I wouldn't focus on it exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
Hyper-partisan media, left-wing media, right-wing media, and our own sort of political rhetoric from our political leaders. This all combines to create an information environment which drives support for political violence, primarily through dehumanization of the other side. When we see the other side is evil, we believe that violence is morally justified.
First thing, you know, they teach in sociology is when it comes to war, you dehumanize the other side, right? You make them krauts or you make them nips. Pardon my language. I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm just saying that that's what you do to dehumanize them, to make the soldiers realize they're not killing a human being. And it's kind of the same thing here where you demonize the other person and you make it more than just somebody who sees things differently than you do, right?
Exactly. That is exactly true. And then people can engage in violence and still feel they're moral and they're a good person, even though they've killed another person.
So does any good come out of this, or does this lead to more of the same thoughts?
I don't think anything good comes out of this. We've had, out of the assassination attempts, the tragic killings in Minnesota, we haven't seen anything move the needle. If anything, violence is becoming more worse, and it's actually spreading to the local level, the state level, the town level, where local officials are being threatened and harassed on a constant basis.
Did anybody see this coming with Charlie Kirk, somebody shooting him from a long distance?
I don't think anyone saw this coming.
The reason, Professor, is in the minute that we have left, what does it portend for future appearances by people that can be polarizing political figures on either side?
Right. This type of violence, these type of threats, the research shows that political figures, our politicians, our leaders, are less likely to meet with constituents, less likely to engage in controversial issues, less likely to run for election. So it's really going to have it's really having a long term effect on the quality of our politics and who represents us.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Professor Eric Nisbet, Professor of Policy Analysis and Communication at the prestigious Northwestern University. We'll come back. We'll talk to Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, with People's Health. He always has some great health advice for us. And we'll talk about 9/11 with David Chanzer, Professor of Public Policy at Duke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.